This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis has activated a statewide emergency plan following the shutdown of the Suncor oil refinery in Commerce City. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Colorado's only refinery was shut down on Christmas Eve after a pair of fires injured two workers and damaged the facility. The shutdown could last for months and disrupt supplies of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Activating the state emergency plan could trigger government actions that help shore up fuel supplies, like limiting trucking hours and weight limits and emergency pipeline regulations. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Law enforcement from Colorado and Denver say ghost guns or illegally owned firearms are a major problem. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Ghost guns are privately made firearms that do not have serial numbers, and they're hard to trace when used in a crime. According to police, people who wouldn't typically qualify to own guns based on age or background are getting a hold of the weapons. The Department of Justice says thousands of privately owned guns are on the streets, and hundreds are linked to murder and homicide investigations. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says their goal is to keep people safe and prevent gun violence in the community. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Migrants continue to arrive in Denver. City officials expect to see more arriving in the next few months. Many have risked their lives to get to the U.S. CPR Stephanie Rivera spoke with Johnny from Venezuela, who encountered brutal cartels while crossing Central America. She says he and others don't want to return to their homelands despite facing possible deportation.
He says, killing and dismembering people for not having $100 in their pocket. That's the most terrifying thing that I've been through on this trip. And the most beautiful thing was to come to the United States.
At least 2,700 migrants have arrived in Denver since December. The long-running Colorado Springs Independent newspaper is combining with other local publications under a new name. The new weekly magazine called 6035 is also shifting to a nonprofit model. The first issue comes out this month. The title 6035 refers to the elevation in Colorado Springs.